Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
So-so team, so-so crowd, so-so performance. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I went over to the Durham Bulls Athletic Park Wednesday night hoping for the best but expecting less than that. It was a beautiful night for baseball in the ACC tournament, and Carolina pumped up its small but boisterous crowd when Tyler Ramirez led off the game against third-ranked Louisville with a homer to right. But it could have been far worse for the top-seeded Cardinals, as the Tar Heels left the bases loaded like they have so many times this season. Two or three more runs there, and it might have been a different outcome. Turns out Carolina's 4-0 lead after three innings could not stand up, even with 7-0 Benton Moss on the mound. Louisville kept hitting the ball hard, and soon it was a tie game, and then a 7-4 deficit, and lights out for the Heels because the Ville is something like 136-0 with a lead going into the ninth inning. It was not only a typical game for Carolina baseball, it was a typical night for UNC athletics right now. The Loyalists were there, but one would have suspected more light blue would have been on hand to help their baseball team get over the NCAA tournament hump. Despite a 33-23 record, two more losses to Florida State tonight and Clemson Friday, and the Heels will have to sweat out the NCAA tourney selections because they would not be a sure thing. What exactly has happened to Carolina baseball since Mike Fox's incredible run of six College World Series in 8 years? For one, changes in the scholarship rules have created a far more level playing field in the college game. Division I teams can give out a maximum of 11.7 scholarships, which are almost always split up among the players on the roster. But the new rules require the minimum to each player be one-third of the scholarship. That leaves fewer players getting anything and more players going somewhere else where they can get some financial aid. The best programs can no longer stack up with as many highly recruited players. The result is about the same thing as you can say for Carolina football and basketball right now. Some great players, but not enough of them. The best college teams in any sport these days are the ones with more overachievers, kids who turned out to be better than they were supposed to be. Louisville has found that formula. Carolina has not the last two seasons. But as they used to say in Brooklyn, there's always next year. This is Archansky. See ya.